You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
We are at Hillside in Edinburgh. This is RNIB Scotland's HQ. Eileen Clarkson is with us. Eileen, we are celebrating the Swap With Me project. This is all kicked off by RNIB Scotland. Give us some background to it.
We decided to kind of reinvent the Swap With Me's post-COVID. And the idea was that we would try and target trainee bus drivers. In Scotland, we're having huge recruitment drives in a post-COVID area. So we thought, if we want to sort of make buses more accessible for blind or partially sighted passengers, we're best to start but with the training schools and new drivers.
So this is actually going out to the depots themselves then and putting together almost a visit. How did that work?
So it's, first of all, the thing that we always emphasise is it's not formal training. As I always say to the drivers, you're not getting a certificate at the end of this. You're not having to do a test. It's a conversation between us and the drivers. So their passengers who are blind or partially sighted come along and basically talk through what makes a good, safe, comfortable journey for them. But the drivers can then talk a bit about maybe their experiences or ask questions that they might feel a wee bit uncomfortable doing. But we say, no, here's a safe space. Just ask. There's no judgment. The second part of it, after we've sort of done it, if you like, the classroom, is that we use the bus. And here's an opportunity to swap round a wee bit. So one of the people from our community gets a chance to sit in the bus driver's cabin, get a sense of what that's like. The drivers put on SimSpecs, the glasses, as you know, Alan, that simulate different sight loss conditions, get a pass, try and get on a bus, find where to put the pass and find a seat. And that sparks quite a lot of discussion. And the idea at the end of it all is what we really want, I suppose, is for drivers to feel confident supporting blind and partially sighted customers, because quite often that's the case of, right, maybe not to offend, or they don't want to be saying the wrong thing. Whereas if they feel confident, then they'll be more proactive.
We talk a lot about talking buses with AV facilities on them. So when you're maybe on the bus or getting on the bus, you know what bus you're getting on or where the stops are that are passing as well. But I suppose when you think about it with the drivers, it's not a technological answer. It's just they get an understanding of, if they see someone maybe at a bus stop with a guide dog or a cane, they're more confident if they're struggling to get the pass, or maybe even offer some assistance if they're looking for a seat. So this isn't something that bus companies have to invest a lot of money in terms of technology to make that transport experience more pleasurable for the blind and partially sighted commuter.
Absolutely. It really enhances the formal training that the drivers are going through. Kind of gives them the chance to speak to passengers before they actually embark on their new job. And most drivers have never had that opportunity. The first time that they actually come across a passenger is when they hit the road for real. It's just like people talking to each other and finding out what works for someone who's blind or partially sighted.
It's also good for the commuters to get an idea of the pressures that drivers are under. You know, driving these vehicles in busy places, passengers coming on and off, there may be route diversions they have to do as well. You know, there's a lot that they have to be mindful of in terms of health and safety and getting people from point A to point B.
I think that's something that's come through, particularly as it's a core group of volunteers who go to the sessions. And there is that real understanding that actually being a bus driver is quite a stressful job. There's diversions, you're dealing with the public, which can be a mixed experience, let's be honest with you. You maybe feel some pressure, although they shouldn't, about getting your bus, you know, to the depot at the right time and so on. And just that sort of basic human understanding that things aren't always perfect, but if you give people the right information, they know how to go about supporting people. And I think also for the drivers, you feel pretty good if you've kind of done someone a good turn. It makes you feel good at the end of your shift.
What feedback have you had from the drivers and the bus companies then? Did they see this as valued? Are they remembering all the things they learned at these Swap With Me events?
We do immediate feedback, and the overwhelming number of drivers, I mean, like practically every driver has said they would recommend the sessions to colleagues. But 95% of drivers say that they feel more confident as a result of doing the sessions. And we're sort of looking at talking to drivers who have already done the sessions, but have they had the opportunity to implement it? It's in the pipeline.
You've done over 100 of these Swap With Me events now. They are hugely successful, and other parts of RNIB are looking at these as well. Other charities like Guide Dogs and so on are looking to do it. So a bit of a trailblazer. But how do you evaluate what's been done so far? How do you look at it and say, yes, this has worked, or yes, maybe we could do this a little bit better?
As part of the feedback that we get is that we look at what the drivers say to us as well, but also obviously our volunteers, they will say, what about this, what about that, or I've had this experience, and we think, right, can we incorporate that into the conversation, if you like? So I suppose it's an ongoing dialogue. You can talk through what makes a good bus journey, but if someone experiences someone, it's something, it's about bringing that into the conversation as well, because things change. Or if the bus companies themselves maybe bring in something, we would then encourage the trainers to let us know about it. So then there is a dialogue about what is actually happening out there.
Is this something then you think should be part of bus driver training? You know, all the companies in the UK should really have something like this incorporated, you know, almost taking the training out of the classroom and that actual experience of having people with you.
The more knowledge any driver has, the better. It will make them better at their job, it will make them more confident at their job. And I think that whilst the training's probably excellent, it's got to cover so much. So if you're able to focus on something like that with real passengers, if you like, it's probably something people remember, and it'll stay with them for a long time. And not just the people that we engage with, but to talk to colleagues as well. So the idea being that you hope that it's not just the people that are sitting with you in that room or on the bus with you, but you're hoping that within the bus companies that drivers are talking to each other and explaining what they learn and what they're going to do as a result of it, really.
Aileen, congratulations on the Swap With Me 100 events, and thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.